Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Mr. Richard Pennyman.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Good golly, Miss Marlin.
You know him as Little Richard. He's still rocking after all these years, 7 till the hour. Gotta love Little Richard. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. We're having a great visit with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, GALEN.org is the website. I encourage you to go there and check it out. I promise you, you will, even if you don't agree with the positions that Galen takes, I promise you, you will find information there that will help you become a more informed person. And Grace Marie, I want to thank you for all the good and hard work that you do on this topic.
Well, and thank you, Jim, for all you do to help us get the word out so that people know about what really, people need to know the truth, which is why this latest tactic by the Census Bureau to change the way they're asking the questions about whether or not you are insured or uninsured is so awful.
See, folks, remember, what Grace Marie's talking about is there was a way of asking people about their health care, their health care world. What was going on with them? There's been a way of doing this forever, and now the Obama administration is going to change the way they ask the questions of people, so that we will not be able to compare apples and apples. From 5 years back to the next 3 years, we won't be able to compare them because they've changed the methodology in the middle of the study, basically.
Even from last year to this year, which is, of course, the year that Obamacare is rolling out.
Right.
So there's no way to tell actually how are we doing according to U.S. government data against a baseline, the same baseline. They basically moving the goalpost right in the middle of the game, and they've shown through these early surveys and the early samples that it shows that there's a reduction in the number of uninsured, even though the numbers, nothing changed. Mm-hmm. So even the way they're asking the questions is going to show a number of reduction in the uninsured, whether or not Obamacare had any impact on
this. This is a level of dishonesty, folks, that just screams dishonesty. I mean, this is...
Well,
go ahead.
If you don't have good data and good research, how are you going to know if your program was successful? And I will tell you, Jim, there was an article in the New York Times on Sunday that just has me outraged. It talks about how successful the New York State Exchange has been. And yet, when you read the article, you see people that are being cast aside. People, oh, yes, the program is really successful because they made the network so narrow, because they forced people who had private health insurance to go into the exchanges.
Mm-hmm.
And people were saying, yes, but I liked the insurance I had before. Now I don't have my doctor. So sorry. Our program is working well, even if you're being harmed by it. The cynicism of this is outrageous. The Obama administration wants to show that its program is successful, even if millions of people are harmed by losing the health insurance they have, having access to their doctors, higher premiums, fewer of the benefits that they want. Oh, don't worry about that. Our program is working, even though people are being harmed by it.
There's so many questions that people have been trying to get out of, certain reporters have been trying to get out of the Obama administration. I'm sure you have too. These are answers to questions that the Obama administration has these, right? I mean, they know how many people went on Medicaid. They know how many people are not paid. Don't they know that
they
number?
They do know that. And the reason they don't tell
There's no reason for them
numbers,
not to know it, right?
The numbers are not good, which is why we're not telling, we're not finding
Does anybody,
out.
I mean, surely by now somebody should be able to get those numbers out.
Others have been doing their own surveys. Congress has asked the health insurance companies, please provide us with the data of the number of people who are enrolled and how many people have
paid. Of the 7 million they said, how many do you think, based on your contacts and your estimates, how many do you think of the 7.1 million or whatever that the Obama administration says have been enrolled in Obamacare, how many of them have paid, do you think?
Half of the people, I think probably we're going to get to someplace about 60 or 70%.
Have paid.
But we are... have paid,
yeah.
But then will they continue to pay? We need
right.
to know that too.
That's why I encourage the Gallup organization to continue their survey, and I think they will. Grace Marie, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim.
Galen.org, folks, please check out that website and support the organization if you agree with she and with Grace Marie and with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I've got to take a quick break. I'll be back after the news. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.